You're listening to KGOU. I'm Brian Hartzinski. There were a lot of presidential candidates who visited Oklahoma over the weekend, so we decided to collect all of our coverage into one spot. Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders made an appearance yesterday in downtown Oklahoma City. As KGOU's Kate Carlton Greer reports, Sanders cheered a political revolution during his most recent visit to the Sooner State.
Sanders' appearance in Oklahoma was the second within a week as he tried to gain voters ahead of Super Tuesday. During his speech at the Cox Convention Center, Sanders criticized Hillary Clinton's use of super PACs and knocked her for making $200,000 from a speech she gave to Wall Street.
This is what I think. If you're going to get paid $200,000 for a speech, must be a pretty damn good speech. And if it's such a good speech, you got to release the transcripts. Let everybody see it.
The Vermont senator also called for universal health care, free college tuition, and investing in America's infrastructure. I'm Kate Carlton Greer.
And just a few blocks away, Senator Ted Cruz spoke in Bricktown as part of a three-stop campaign tour in Oklahoma. The Republican presidential candidate said yesterday the country has been trapped in 7 years of, quote, Obama-Clinton stagnation, and said current economic policy isn't working. He also made a subtle jab at frontrunner Donald Trump.
And, you know, it's real easy to talk about making America great again. You can even print that on a baseball cap. But the real question is, do you understand the principles and values that made America great in the first place?
Cruz continues campaigning today in his home state of Texas, which also votes tomorrow. Bill Clinton visited Oklahoma for the second time in less than a week Saturday morning. The former president said he lost his voice campaigning for former Secretary of State and Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. He told the crowd of several hundred at the University of Central Oklahoma his wife wants to reduce recidivism through education, training, and job placement.
They should not be asked right out of the box when they go for a job interview whether they've ever been in prison, because then they'll have to check the box and they'll never get the job. Let's begin again together and give people a new chance. I think that's important.
On Wednesday, Governor Mary Fallon issued an executive order removing questions regarding felony convictions from state job applications. President Clinton also discussed making more changes to health care and the rural-urban divide in America. Donald Trump rallied with supporters Friday night in Oklahoma City. KGOU's Jacob McClelland was at that campaign event.
Donald Trump came out swinging, taking jabs at Republican rivals Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz. He was introduced by New Jersey governor and former primary rival Chris Christie.
America needs a strong leader who's going to restore American strength around the world, and Donald Trump is that man.
A protester unfurled a banner that read, "Islamophobia is not the answer." Trump criticized security for removing the protester too slowly.
In the good old days, they'd rip him out of that seat so fast. But today, everybody's politically correct. Our country's going to hell with being politically correct.
Trump stuck to the main points of his campaign, immigration, trade, and repealing Obamacare. I'm Jacob McClelland.
Republican candidate Marco Rubio visited downtown Oklahoma City Friday as well. The junior Republican senator from Florida launched attacks at Trump, calling him a con artist and urging supporters to encourage their Trump-supporting friends to pick another candidate. At one point during the rally, Rubio took out a cell phone and read a series of misspelled tweets from the New York businessman.
So I looked at these tweets. How can this guy get this so wrong? These misspells, I mean, either, you know, because some of these letters aren't even next to each other on the keyboard on your phone. And I concluded one of two things. Either that's how they spell choker at the Wharton School of Business, or he must have hired foreign workers to hire his Twitter handle.
After a series of jabs, the self-proclaimed underdog promised to expand energy policies and rebuild the military. You can find all of KGOU's local coverage of the 2016 election on our website, kgou.org. And you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at KGOU News.